hi, everybody. Richie, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And Jennifer, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it's hi time on the radio. Hi there, everybody. So, okay, here's the inside scoop from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Part of the program today, I'm focused, obviously, on being here in Israel and some of the things that are going on here, excuse me, that are of interest and importance. The usual gang is in their places. Richie's in Washington, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, and then we have Roberta Fasanelli, who, along with our own Maria Bailey, is at a conference that I'm normally at every year. Excuse me. The Israeli orange juice is getting me, Richie. It's tough stuff, strong stuff. Anyway, the program that Liz Claiborne has been running since 1991, and I think I've been participating in it for, what, at least 10 years, Richie, now. We've had one way or another some connection to the events of the day, and Roberta is there at the event, as with the same with Maria Bailey. This is about violence at home, abusive relationships. As a matter of fact, there is a new iPhone app, Richie, that is an educational resource, demonstrates the dangers of digital dating abuse, provides links to resources. We'll talk about that. The Love is Not Abuse iPhone app. You might want to check that out. So Roberta will take us over there, and we'll have conversation off and on during the rest of the program today focused on this event and this issue. Meanwhile, back here in the Middle East, there is a lot of interest in an interview that Barbara Walters did with the leader of Syria, Bashar Assad. He spoke to Barbara Walters. It was played back last night. And he says he's not a bad guy, even though he kills everybody who disagrees with him. They've been killing peaceful demonstrators over there. You know, Syria is one of the real hot spots, and it's a stone's throw from where I am or where anybody is in Israel, making it one of the most, this part of the world is one of the most dangerous parts of the world to be in, to live in. So this guy is interviewed, and he talks about the crackdown on anti-government protesters, and he said we didn't kill people. So we have a couple of excerpts from Barbara Walters on The View talking about her interview, the trip to Syria that she made in a day. It's kind of like the other day. Isn't it funny what follows you around? I find that to be the case. I don't know why that is. And I mean this really humbly. I find when I go places, you can find other people in the same region for whatever the reason. I didn't come here for, there's no timing that was specific to me being here. I thought it was cool to be here during the holy season. This is the holiest time of the year, and this is the holiest place on the planet, in my opinion. The seat of all three major monotheistic religions is here. So it's a neat place to be at this time of year when there are important holidays for all three of the major religions. So anyway, the interest in Syria and the fact that Assad has been pretty much unconnected. What's the word I'm looking for? Unapproachable. He's been uninterviewable. He didn't want to talk to anybody. But now he's on the way out, and apparently he chose Barbara Walters to express himself. So here's Barbara talking about the one-day trip to Syria. The reason I sort of brought that around to people being over here, Andrea Mitchell was in Tel Aviv the night before last, opening up the bureau that they have for MSNBC in Tel Aviv and doing a lot of the same sort of conversations about what's going on in the Middle East. But there's a lot of focus here because the Israelis are not very happy with Obama, never really have been, because his pronouncements they don't look upon as being very pro-Israel. Having said that, I'm sure that enters into what Barbara Walters got into with Assad. Here she talks about the trip.
First of all, this is the first interview that Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, has done with the West, which includes the United States. Most people don't know very much about him. This is a man who was an ophthalmologist, whose father was a dictator for 30 years. When he died, it went to the first son, who was killed in an accident, and then Bashar, then Assad. Okay. Let me tell you where Syria is, just so that you know how important it is. Its neighbors are Israel, Jordan, Iran, Turkey. It is the hub of that part of the Middle East. So what is happening there is enormously important to the whole area and to us. People ask me if I was afraid. Remember you said to me earlier?
Yes, I asked you before you left.
Before I left, I was very concerned. We had been told by the highest, by very high officials in this country, not to leave my hotel room. The Jordanian pilots who flew us from Jordan the neighbor of Syria, which is a half hour. The airline was afraid to have their pilots even sleep overnight in Syria.
You were out in the shops. You were talking to civilians. You were in.
Okay. Well, there I am arriving in the car. Damascus is the oldest constantly inhabited city in the world. Here I am in the marketplace. When I got to Damascus, this is what's so strange. You are in Damascus, and it's business as usual.
Yeah.
We had a minder, a young woman who was assigned to us.
Okay.
We could go into any shop. We could talk to people, most of whom said that business was really lousy. There is food everywhere in all the food stalls. They have enough food to keep them for 2 years if they are isolated. You could go into shops. You could go into restaurants. It's all calm. 1 hour away, people are being killed.
Yeah.
Right. So you feel this strange disconnect, and then there is a disconnect also. I'm talking a little loud because I think I'm tired.
Can't hear you, Barbara.
With the man who is the dictator, this is a very mild-mannered man. This is not like Gaddafi. This is not exactly. And he talks about the fact he did not call for these crackdowns. It sort of had nothing to do with him.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Right. Who's buying that? All those of you who raise your hands are gullible.
I have oceanfront property in Arizona for you,
too. Yeah, your mouth.
Yeah, right, exactly. What I thought was interesting, Richie, they have a 2-year supply of food. It must be from the foodsupplydepot.com.
That's exactly
probably,
right.
Probably,
that's where they're getting their food. No doubt in my mind at all. So you want to play the other cut? The ladies then talk about what is actually in the interview. Do you want to play that? Have we got time to play that?
We can do a little bit of it here, see if it's
All right, let's see what
worthy.
He's the president, but the government it did this.
But he also hinted at unprepared, not being prepared.
He says they didn't expect this.
So 4,000 people have been killed. Is there a certain disassociation he has with him not having anything to do with this?
Well, he says that we are being duped, that there hasn't been 4,000 people.
Well, really?
The United Nations has said that he committed crimes against humanity. He says, show me that information.
So said to him, people went from house to house, children were arrested, I saw those pictures, Walters said to Assad. And then he answered, to be frank with you, Barbara, I don't believe you. Well, is he calling you a liar?
Yes.
No.
Pretty much.
Well, yes. Yeah. Now, he's calling the media a liar. Uh-huh. He is saying, you are not here, you did not see these things, you do not know about these things, you are taking other people's word for it. We also asked...
It's like Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah.
You did not see those 4,000 people killed.
These
guys.
Unbelievable.
All right, I want to jump in here, because me being here in Jerusalem, being in Israel, this is, as I said, front page news on the Jerusalem Post today, the Barbara Walters interview, and as she pointed out, Syria is the neighbor here to Israel. It's the hub of activity. Last night, I took I don't want to make this about me, but I want to tell you what I really feel about all of this stuff, listening to these guys. The Muslims, there's such a fragmented dichotomy of experiences here, and that's why I'm so glad to be here, to sort of speak to things like this that are so current and so important. I took a bike ride with 9 other people around the city of Jerusalem last night, some actors that you all know, and I and the fellow who leads this mission of the people that are over here to visit from time to time in Israel, and we went into the core, the hub of the city from 10 to midnight last night. There was nobody around, not a soul. So it was one of the most beautiful experiences to stand on the top of the mount on one side, see the Mount of Olives on the other, and all of the things that are a part of the city, including at least 4 mosques that are across the street from 4 churches, a Lutheran church, a Catholic church, and how because of their existence here for millennia, how they get along. Have they always gotten along? Has it always been? It's in their own interest. They may not like each other, but it's in their interest to get along and to work together, which proves to me that they can if they want to. That doesn't mean that they all want to. There are stories, my guide Avi, whose grandmother lived in the city, was shot in the head by an Arab. And he was the milkman, and the only reason he shot her is because she was a Jew living in the city. And because he had access to the city, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that has been going on here for decades, for hundreds of years, for thousands of years. And yet these people can all live and work, if they need to or want to, in the same sphere. But the problem with Assad is that he is a cutthroat, murdering, no-good thief. And it's really, really interesting to get the essence of what these people... I mean, they're like children. They're so immature with their responses. Okay, so this guy obviously wants to present himself, for whatever the reason, to the West. But the West knows, because there's too much evidence to the contrary, that the peaceful protesters are being murdered left and right, because this guy doesn't want to lose power, and he knows, because of basically what it is I told you the other day, there are occupiers here in Jerusalem. There are occupiers all over the Middle East. This is where the protests all began, and Syria has been extraordinary in their repression of people who don't agree with the government. So this guy is full of the stuff my cows eliminate. And it just, you know, you can see it, you can smell it, you can sense it, and just maybe being closer. I mean, the fact that you can't go, you can't drive a car from Israel to Syria. You cannot get into that country, even though it's right there. I mean, I can look out the window and practically see it, but you can't, because they won't let you in there because you're coming from Israel. What of what possible sense is that? I mean, think about it for a second, and you get the gist of what's going on here. All right, so I pushed my button a little bit, and now I need to relax. Richie, I'm going to take a deep breath. Isn't that nice? 19 past the hour. Good day.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Office Max, save up to $50 on Kodak Hero all-in-one printers. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 10th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges. Is available in single quantity pricing.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The annual discounted item must be a vehicle or most valued item purchased. Exclusions apply. This Toys R Us discount.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Television. This is Marcus Canty, one of the performers on The X Factor. This is Simon and Paula, you know, the group
who
tried
gang.
To find the whole gang, right? And you say, did you watch this, Roberta? I mean, Jennifer?
No, I did not watch it last night.
All right. Richie sometimes watches these things. Richie, did you get any of this?
I didn't get a chance to watch it last night, no.
All right. This is Marcus Canty, who, that name would indicate that it's a man, but it sounds like a woman to me, doesn't it?
That's a guy right there going, yeah. That's
yeah. Anyway, this is a Chaka Khan song called Ain't Nobody. We know that song.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Simon on Marcus.
Marcus. Okay. I shouldn't be very happy with you, should I?
Boo!
But I have to be fair, judge you within the competition. To say that was a very, very good performance. I have to give you credit. You know what?
All right, so he's not going to get any booze out of that, Richie. Let's go on to I Want the Booze. Rachel Crow sings Beautiful Girls, which is a Bruno Mars song. Let's see what Simon. Jennifer, what's your read on this?
It's not better than the original.
Simon is going to murder her.
Yeah, I mean, it's not better than the original, which is the problem.
All right, let's listen to Simon on Nicole Crow. I'm sorry, Rachel Crow.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for the Nicole doll to come out, the voodoo doll.
Oh!
Ooh.
You know you'd buy it.
You're a mean one.
You know, Rachel,
someone told me that you also did stand-up comedy years ago, right?
Who told you that?
I know everything. No, but I like that because it makes you like a triple threat, and that was a good comeback to L.A. Also, I like
Terry Seymour from Extra talked to Simon Cowell.
That's his ex-girlfriend, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Simon's ex.
This makes this even better.
Yeah.
They talk about whether or not he's calmed down since the female judges voted last week. Remember they threw Drew off the show and he was very upset about it?
Yes.
All right, so here's what he responds.
I've calmed down a bit now. I just felt for her, Terry. You know, I'm still in the show, but, you know, I thought she was going to be there all the way through to the end, and I just miss her. I like working with her.
Do you really feel like it's your fault? You stood up there and you said, it's my fault she's in the bottom two. You were pleading with the girls.
I genuinely thought, as girls, they would support her. you know. I really, really thought, and I remembered all the great performances she did, and I thought they would take that into account, but then again, you have to say that it is a sing-off, and I haven't heard it back yet. Maybe he was better on the night. If that's the case, it's fine.
I didn't understand all this. Jennifer, what was
right
the
now,
hubbub?
Refresh
everybody's memory about this, will you?
Simon really went to bat for this one performer who he really believed in, and this girl got voted off, and so he went up on stage and was pleading with everybody saying, it's my fault, and he was so upset that she got voted off, he actually walked off the show.
Huh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened last night? Do you know who is last night an elimination round? They don't do this 2 nights a week. They do it 1 night a week, right?
They do 2 nights a week, actually.
Okay. So tonight would be an elimination round?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So tomorrow at this time we'll have who's been eliminated and we'll have
exactly.
Simon
and I think next week is the finale.
All right. So that's it. It's a story, at least in a summary of the X Factor from last night. 28 after on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the Toys R Us 2 day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The annual discounted item must be a vehicle or a valued item. Purchase exclusions apply. This is for sales to the day.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainemilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Doug is in Israel. Let's see. Where else is Doug? I'm sounding like...
When do you speak in the third person, Doug?
I that's what I was just thinking about.
It just started today.
Have you always had that problem?
Who was the politician that ran and he was always using... Was it
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole
believes.
Doesn't like this.
Right. Bob Dole doesn't. So you know how fantastic this is? Let's talk about this for just a second. I'm in Israel at the studios of the Jerusalem Post, which is right in the heart of downtown Jerusalem. Richie's in Washington at the main headquarters of our uplinking facility, Radio America. Jennifer's at the CRN Digital hotspot in Los Angeles. And Roberta is at the National Domestic Violence Seminar that's being held in conjunction with Liz Claiborne in New York City. So we have all of these pieces of the pie. It's a wonderful testament.
New York, Los Angeles, Washington, and Jerusalem.
We are right. So global, aren't we?
Yeah. It sounds like we could start a new company, and their headquarters are.
I know.
Stephen, wait a minute. Well, let's do a new thing on the top of our station, Richie. Stephen Multimedia. And instead of putting Framingham, let's put Jerusalem.
A global company.
There you go.
No, what you global, say?
Right.
A global company.
A global company, right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Roberta's job today is actually, she has two hats that she's wearing today. She's working at the National Domestic Violence Seminar that's held every year, sponsored by Liz Claiborne in New York. We'll get to that. But first, her regular job is the Queen of Cheap today, with deals from Target and Bath and Body Works. The Queen of Cheap.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, Doug, let's put your Chiefs hat on. Shall I do this all in the third person, do you think, just like you're doing?
No, it's okay. Help yourself to the first person.
Okay, just in time for Christmas, Target has a deal for you. $10 gift card with a $50 purchase. Now, this expires on the 10th, so, you know, make sure you run out and get that if you're going to do that. I mean, it's a great deal. You just go to Target, you buy stuff for people, and you get a $10 gift card yourself. So it's valid from now through the 10th, and we have all the information for you on the DougStefan.com website. More Christmas music. This one is from People.com, a whole bunch of country music artists for you. And the link is at DougStefan.com. 10 holiday songs and also a free country Christmas MP3 album from Atwater, which is a new download site. You get 5 free songs there. So 15 free songs to augment your Christmas music listening. Bath and Body Works has a great deal. Buy 3, get 3 free, plus get an extra 20% off. How can you beat that deal? And also at CVS. UPS, you can get a free 8x10 photo collages. These are great for grandparents and aunts and uncles and people out of town and what have you. You make photo collages, you put them in a frame for people, and you give it to them as a Christmas gift or a holiday gift. And you know that they'll just love that, and the offer is valid through December 11th. So a lot of these just through this weekend, and lots of deals out there, lots of deals on DougStephan.com under the Queen of Cheap site, stuff from earlier this week that are still available and stuff going on through this weekend. So make sure you check all of that out for your holiday shopping.
The Queen of Cheap box on the homepage at DougStephan.com. Also, you might want to check out, as Roberta is there in the Lisa Claiborne facility in New York City, some of the things. There are actually two ways of doing this, online anyway, or actually maybe three. Love is Not Abuse is a website in and of itself. You can go to the Liz Claiborne website, and there's an iPhone app, Roberta, that has become a resource that has just been put up there this year, or just been made available this year, demonstrating the dangers of digital dating abuse, that sort of thing. It includes the warning signs, mm-hmm. a lot of tools for people to use. Now, you've been, I think I've done this for the last 10 or 11 years.
Yeah, we've done it quite a few years, another. Yes.
Yeah. So what are the things, the major points that are new or that need to be underscored in terms of this problem, which doesn't get a lot of light because people don't want to talk about it? I mean, unless you are watching some of the shows like Law and Order SVU, there isn't a lot of focus on the kind of abuse that is going on. And it isn't just dating abuse. It's domestic abuse, the husband and wife stuff. It's the children.
It's everywhere. But people are all embarrassed. I think that's the problem, Doug. You know, it just happened to a family member of mine, and I don't want to go into details because of privacy issues, but this had been going on with them for a year, and it was only in the last month that it came to light. And it's like, well, why didn't you say something prior? So a lot of it is embarrassment. They're embarrassed to say anything, and they may still love the person that's abusing them, and they don't want to get them in trouble, and they like to guilt themselves too, say, well, I provoked them, or I was just trying to not have the person hurt themselves, and I got in the way. So they make all types of excuses without, you know, the bottom line is, look, if somebody hits you, they've hit you. I don't care what the excuse is. And, I mean, it's a big issue. People just
there
have to
no
realize.
Excuse.
There is no excuse. People
no
have
excuse.
To realize that, you know, you have to say something. You really do. And don't be embarrassed because it happens more than you know.
Yeah. There are domestic violence organizations. There are ways of finding this information online. And I think what Liz Claiborne has decided to do over the years is become an aggregator, in
yes.
essence, for all this information. Bring these people together for a radio program like this. There are a dozen or so radio programs being hosted in their facility at the moment. And through the course of the day, a lot of your favorite radio programs will come from there. And much of the discussion will be on this issue. There is more of a demand. Some of it is private, nonprofit. Some of it is for-profit. Some of it is government-connected. But there is, and I think that's what Liz Claiborne wants people to know about the issue and where you can get help. But it also goes deeper than that. The psychological state of mind that a man and or a woman would be in to abuse their children or abuse each other.
Or allow themselves to be abused.
Right. Yeah.
That's a whole state of mind also.
For years and years, I have said I didn't find, frankly, compelling the issue that women think they don't have any other choices. I don't know how. You know, and then somebody said to me once when I said that to her, you don't understand. And I guess I didn't understand. I'm a man. What she said are the monetary. I remember this woman dramatically. I don't know if you were there in the conversation or not. She said, I'm handcuffed. I have no choice. I have no money if I'm not with this man. And I said, well, why can't you go find a job for yourself? Get out, go live with your parents and bring your children with you and go find a job on your own. You know, isn't that possible? Well, you know, I just think it's people who, if they get support and there are ideas there,
Exactly. Sometimes
people get so frustrated or so full of fear because of this, they throw their hands, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do.
Well, it's fear on many levels. It's fear if they say something that maybe they'll get abused even worse. It's fear of, you know, if they say something, maybe people will think badly of them, that maybe they did something to provoke it. There's fear on a lot of levels. There's fear, like you said, of monetary considerations. And you have to think there are a lot of women out there. If you have two young children, and what are you going to do? It's really a tough situation you're in. But the fact is that nobody should hit you. And if somebody's hitting you, you and you're trying to stay for the children, think about this. They're going to hit the kids, too, because once you start, it's a cycle.
Even though our focus is on America, this is a worldwide problem. There's much. I'm in the Middle East this week, and here in Israel and the neighboring countries where men are much more in power. Certainly, we've had a lot of focus on Syria because of Barbara Walters' interview with Assad last night that was aired. He says only crazy leaders kill their own people. Yet he's guilty of having his people kill thousands of his own folks, and that's one aspect of it. It has not to do with this particular issue. What does deal with this particular issue is what does go on in the homes of these people who don't respect women, who say the children are chattel, basically, and they have large families, and they use them as servants or slaves, and they don't do what they want them to do, they beat them around. And that just happens to be a mindset. It's sick. There's this sickness. And anyway, so we're dealing with it in terms of our own domestic position with it, and we'll get back to Roberta during the course of the program this morning. We'll have a number of people who are involved in trying to help folks who are going through this. It is something that does deserve attention. And again, websites are loveisnotabuse.com. And also Liz Claiborne's site. It's 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Unthinkable, unspeakable is the way a lot of people have described what's happened weather-wise in our country this year. The storms that hit the East Coast. 4 million people didn't have anything to eat. Fires on the West Coast. Droughts in the Midwest. So we know there are always going to be problems, and you need to be prepared. You have to protect your family. So may I suggest to you something that Richie and I have been talking about, this special kind of food that has been now produced. It was started with the space program. Now it's commercially available. The Food Supply Depot has a team of people that are ready to provide you with 72 hours worth of food like that. All you have to do is go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen. You'll get this food, you'll taste it, you'll find that it is fine quality. It's prepackaged food, just add water, and when you eat it, you'll think you're in a gourmet restaurant. You really would. The food is that good. And even if you don't need that kind of food, when you're in a jam and you need to have food for your family, your loved ones, hey, listen, almost anything works. But this is really good quality food. It's very inexpensive, and it's available now by going to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen. You can get the information at DougSteffen.com. Friends box, click on that, and you'll see the logo for Food Supply Depot. Sign up for 72 hours worth of food. Try it even before there's an emergency, and you may be every once in a while, or maybe once a week, you'll have this as your regular meal. But you can't try it if you don't have it. It is available at foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen. And maybe the best part of this for many of you, getting it for a Christmas gift to people that you care about so they'll be prepared, is very cool. I'm going to make sure that part of the purchase price of the items that you buy, the money from your purchase, will go to the Veterans Research Corporation. They are doing medical research for veterans. So a part of what you are spending to buy this food will go to help veterans research. By purchasing your food from foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen, you'll also get free shipping. So go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen or DougSteffen.com. Order your emergency food supply and help medical research for veterans at the same time.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Via nor discounted item must be a big dealer's value item. Purchase exclusions apply. This is Christmas this day.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
According to a 2010 census, 15.3 million children are living below the poverty line, the highest in 70 years. This holiday season, you can take a big step toward helping a child in need through the Robbies by Stride Right Season of Giving program. Now through December 16th, for every Robbies by Stride Right shoe purchased at Stride Right retail stores or at StrideRight.com, one new pair of Robbies shoes will be donated to the Kids in Distressed Situations charity, which brings hope to underprivileged and disaster-struck children each year. By participating, you will help KIDS continue their 26-year mission of providing children and their families with self-esteem and hope through a gift of something brand new. Since 2007, Stride Right has proudly contributed more than $4 million in new shoes globally to nonprofit agencies in the KIDS network. Stride Right hopes to donate up to $150,000 retail value in shoes through the Season of Giving program. Visit StrideRight.com or KidsDonations.org for more information. I'm Gail Humphrey.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they push her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police, you'll be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Yes, ma'am. 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Part of our program today focused on domestic violence. Nina Burley is with Roberta in New York at the event at Liz Claiborne. She has been following and writing about domestic violence, a number of articles in a number of major magazines. There is new work that's been done, Nina, about domestic violence and its effect on children. Can you give us some highlights of that?
Yes, this just came in yesterday. There's a new study that's being published in the journal called Current Biology, which shows a small sample study that shows that the brains of children exposed to family violence resemble those of combat veterans, and concludes that like soldiers, these children are more susceptible to mental illnesses such as anxiety orders and depression later in life. It also shows that children who were exposed to domestic violence in the home are 50 times more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol, and 6 times more likely to commit suicide. And 80% of these children will go on to repeat the cycle of violence in adulthood. So you see.
So what do we do to break it? What does your reporting tell you when you look into this? What can be done to break this cycle?
Well, I would say one of the first things you need to do are make sure that women, because they are the bulk of the victims, are aware of the signs of domestic violence, the signs of relationship abuse early, and we find that it starts in teenage years. First, controlling behavior, isolation. You know, your friends aren't good enough for you. I don't like them. And then controlling, trying to control them.
This is a boyfriend. Friend talking to a girlfriend.
Exactly, yes. I mean, you know, it can
15,
be...
15, 16-year-old kids.
Exactly. I mean, let's just talk about boyfriend, girlfriend. I mean, there are obviously these things happen in other gender situations.
Right,
but,
sure.
Yes, it starts with controlling, isolate, and then I love you so much, I need you, I will kill myself if you're not with me, these types of threats, and then disrespectful things where, you know, I don't like your clothes, I don't like your nail polish, you're ugly. They start to chip away at the self-esteem, and then it becomes, you know, hit. I'll hit you. And women, you know, have a hard time getting out of this if it becomes a cycle and something that they're used to.
All right. There's a lot of information on this, and we're going to try to highlight as much as we can, do a lot for getting your point in the right direction. Then you have to kind of do the work if it fits. The shoe fits where. Nina Burley helping us out here from the Liz Claiborne event in New York. Thank you, ma'am.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time on the Good Day program. Tom Kreidler is here, who is the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the Weekend Money Pit show, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country. Tom is frequently featured on television as an expert. They put a mop on his head so he has a little hair, or they put a bag on his head, one or the other, so that he fits television profile. That's not right, exactly. But he has lots of knowledge, and that's why he's here, to help you out as we feature making your life better in terms of trying to figure out what, at this time of year, you do to keep your home in shape, get ready for the winter. How do you safely wire your house for electrical gadgetry that's everywhere, including the lights? We'll get to that. Plus a couple of letters from listeners who have questions for Tom Kreidler. Just a moment away. You're on a good day.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
All right, it's 55 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day, with Tom Kreidler. That's before we get to some of the questions from listeners, Tom. Talk about the obvious. This is the gorilla in the room. People have put up their Christmas trees over this past week, a lot of them.
Yeah.
There are lots of decorations. I got a kick. I went by the house where I grew up is basically across the street. I think I showed it to you when you were visiting me.
Yeah.
And there are new people living in it. And they have put lights everywhere, on the barn, around the house. I drove by it the other night.
Nice.
It looks wonderful, actually.
Yeah.
And but I know that house, and I know there's a lot of old wiring in the house.
And you're wondering how they're doing it.
Right? I'm hoping that they, you know, are not putting too much pressure on it. And that's the question, isn't it, in terms of wiring and doing it safely and intelligently?
Well, the light strings will tell you, because if you plug too many in, you're going to either blow the fuse in the light string itself, or you'll blow the fuse slash circuit breaker in your house. I have done both many times and have learned my lessons over the years. But the one thing that always frustrates folks is when they have decorated the year before, and they think they took the lights down, they put them away, and then they take them back out, and all of a sudden they no longer work. How is this possible? Right? It just worked before. And so what you do with a string like that is, you know, it always says in the package, if one bulb goes out, the whole string still works.
Right.
It's like a big fat lie, because the bulbs never, the bulbs like never burn out in the sort of the incandescent sense. What happens is the bulb loosens up in the socket because they're all sort of pressure fit in the socket. So you want to take the string and go bulb by bulb and gently press the bulb tighter into the socket. Chances are, if you do this, you're going to find the one that was loose, and voila, the entire string will come on.
Voila. Still, what is that, Polish for voila?
Voila. Yeah, voila.
After years of debating, my wife and I went out and bought a fake tree this year.
Yeah.
Oh, you Maroney. What's the matter with you? That's un-American. Never mind.
But it's pre-lit.
Hey, man.
Is it the same on a pre-lit tree? Will I have this problem in 3 years,
no,
4 years?
Probably not. Yeah, because the trees are, you know, all the lights are... I think the problem is that when you wind the string of lights, the bulb, you know, gets loose. That's what happens. But in terms of the fusing itself, in the plug, right, there's actually a little sort of slide door where you slide it open and you can replace those fuses. But if you try to keep only two to three strings of lights plugged together, then you should never blow the fuses in the string itself.
Yeah, got it.
All right. But more than that, you're going to.
Here's Janet writing, not related to Richie. This is not Janet McFadden. This is another Janet. She writes, with all the warm weather we've been having this fall, by the way, the temperature in November was a record in most of the Northeast.
Yeah.
This lady thought she'd paint her wood fence. Didn't we talk about this before?
Yes.
Wood fence thing before?
We did. And that's why I think maybe we might want to talk about the question from Roger or Robert.
Right. How about limbs of live trees that seem to be dead? What do we do with them?
I think now is a really good time to actually go through and trim down any of those tree branches that seem like they may be in danger of falling on your house as the winter storms approach. And you're not going to hurt the trees by doing that, as long as you make a clean cut. You don't tear at the tree. And so to that end, what I do is I cut it a little bit longer than where I want it, and then I cut it back again. So this way you don't have a lot of weight that sort of pulls the branch down and rips the tree.
All right. Good job, Tom Kreidler. Yeah, I did it.
Introduce